The report says foreign direct investment, known as FDI, in 2006 amounted to more than $1.3 trillion, rising more than 38% over the previous year. It says this is slightly less than the record level achieved in 2000. It says foreign direct investment to developed countries rose by 45% to reach $857 billion. It says the United States regained its position as the leading host country for FDI, followed by Britain and France. UNCTAD says FDI to developing countries and former Soviet economies attained their highest levels ever. It notes China, Hong Kong, and Singapore received the most FDI among developing countries, and Russia led the pack among transition countries. For the first time in 7 years, the report says FDI in China declined in 2006. But chief of UNCTAD's investment analysis branch, Anne Miru, calls the decrease relatively small.
For 2007, our preliminary estimate are that for China, the level of FDI flow remain more or less the same. And it's still a huge amount. It's between $69 and $70 billion. So, I mean, one has to interpret the lower flows to China with a pinch of salt, I would say.
UNCTAD economists say rising demand, especially from Asia, for oil, gas, and metals has spurred an investment boom in mineral exploration and extraction. They say those industries are largely responsible for the recent increases in FDI in many mineral-rich developing countries, notably in Africa. UNCTAD Secretary General Supachai Panichpakti says several of the world's poorest countries have benefited from the rise in commodity prices and increased interest in the extractive industries.
We are quite pleased to see that countries like Chad, Equatorial Guinea, and Mali are now being included in the group of recipients of FDI, particularly they are the LDCs.
The report says transitional corporations from developed countries remain the leading sources of FDI. They account for 84% of the global outflows in 2006. UNCTAD argues the commodities boom should provide opportunities for development and poverty alleviation in mineral exporting countries. But it warns the money generated from extractive industries can have both positive and negative effects. It says both the host countries and the transitional corporations must not trample on the environment or the social and human rights of local communities in their rush to make profits. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.